Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kobichana Vanahava Girivana Dari, Jaya Kobichana Vanahava, Jaya Kobichana Vanahava Girivana Dari, Jaya Kobichana Vanahava Girivaradhi, Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana, Yashoda Nandana, Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana, Yashoda Nandana, Yamuna Tiravana Chari, Yamuna Tiravana Chari, Yamuna Tiravana Chari, Yamuna Tiravana Chari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Jaya Kobichana Vanahava Girivana Dari, Jaya Kobichana Vanahava Girivaradhari, Jaya Kobichana Vanahava Girivaradhari, Jaya Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana, Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana, Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana, Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana, Yamuna Tiravana Chari, Yamuna Tiravana, Yamuna Tiravana Chari, Yamuna Tiravana, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Jagannath Jagannath, Jaya Bharate, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jagannath Jagannath, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Rukmini Dogadish, Rukmini Dogadish, Rukmini Dogadish, Rukmini Dogadish, Rukmini Dogadish, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय विष्णुपद परमहंस परिराजाचार्य आष्टद सत्त श्री श्रीमत् His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Foundacharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parinachakcharya. Ashtada Satya Sri Srimad. His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Sri Harirastaku Ki Jai. Principal host, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadhatra, Sri Vasade, Gola Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gokopinam, Shyamakun Radhakun, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Sri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Chamuna Mai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Trusi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhaktavinda Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Transcendental Prasada Distribution Ki Jai. Hare Rama Sankirtan Ki Jai. ISKCON Yutwagadam Ki Jai. Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Hari 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 Bo. Akrari Sri Disambodhi Vodhi Hare Krishna. Akrari Sri Disambodhi Vodhi Hare Krishna. Akrari Sri Disambodhi Vodhi Hare Krishna. Akrari Sri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayana Namaskrityam Narancaiva Narottamam Devin Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Udirayet Nasta Prayeshu Abhadrishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavad Udamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 14, text number 3 and 4. Because there's no purport to text number 3, so I just read text number 3 myself, and we can do text number 4 together. Tasha Chodarata Shonim swada stadam shicha agrena dinaya daitya raja shacha brahmam kasmate to abumide mida. Translation. What was the reason, O Brahmana, for the fight between the demon king and Lord Bor, while the Lord was lifting the earth as his pastimes? So this is a question asked by Vidura to Maitreya Muni. Yeah. Text number 4, we can do this together, huh? Shraddha naya bhaktaya bruhi tajama vistaram vishe Na tripyati manaha param kotubhalam hi me shraddhadanaya bhaktaya buhita jama vishtaram vishena tripyati mana Parankotu haram ni hime Shadadanaya Bhaktaya Bruhita Jama Vistaram Vishenatipyati Mana Parankotu Haram Hime Shadadanaya Bhaktaya Bruhita Jama Vistaram Vishanatipyati Mana Parankotu Haram Hime
Madajis.
Vishena tipya dimana Shadadanaya, unto a faithful person. Bhaktaya, unto a devotee. Buhi, please narrate. Tat, his. Jama, appearance. Vistaram, in detail. Vishe, O great sage. Na, not. Tripyati, become satisfied. Manaha, mind. Param, very much. Kotuhalam, inquisitive. He, certainly. Me, my. Translation and purport by his Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, my mind has become very inquisitive, and therefore I am not satisfied with hearing the narration of the Lord's appearance. Please, therefore, speak more and more to a devotee who is faithful. Purport. One who is actually faithful and inquisitive is qualified to hear the transcendental pastimes of the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidura was a suitable candidate to receive such transcendental messages. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtan Stapitan Yena Buddhare Svayanupakada Mahyan Tadati Swam Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutam Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Nakunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam. Satvaitam Savatuta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Radita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tatta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Shri Vasade Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shraddha Dhanaya Bhaktaya, Bhuhita Jama Vistaram, Vishana Tripyati Manaha, Parankotubanam Hime. Translation again, my mind has become very inquisitive, and therefore I'm not satisfied with hearing the narration of the Lord's appearance. Please, therefore, speak more and more to a devotee who is faithful. So here, Vidura is continue, you know, speak to Maitreya Muni. In the purport, actually, Srila Prabhupada, he said in the purport that one who is actually faithful and inquisitive is qualified to hear the transcendental pastimes of the appearance and disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, there was one time, Narada Muni, he was going to Vaikuntha to visit Lord Narayan. And on his way, Narada Muni, he met one Brahmana. So upon seeing Narada Muni coming, the Brahmana immediately offered respect to Narada Muni, saying, "Oh, my great sage Narada, where are you going?" And Narada Muni answered that, "I'm going to Vaikuntha to see Lord Narayan." "Oh, really?" The Brahmana's surprised to hear that, and he said, and he asked Narada Muni, "Can you do me one favor? Can you ask Lord Narayan when I'm going to go back to the spiritual world, to the Vaikuntha?" And Narada Muni answered, "Sure, I will definitely ask Lord, you know, Narayan about that." And then Narada Muni continued his journey to Vaikuntha. And then on the way, he met another cobbler. Yeah. So when the cobbler saw Narada Muni coming, he also immediately get up, because he was mending the shoes of the people. So he immediately get up and greet Narada Muni very nicely, and said, and asked Narada Muni, "Where are you going, my great sage?" Narada Muni said, "I'm going to Vaikuntha to see Lord Narayan." And the cobra was very happy to hear that, and immediately he asked, "Oh, great sage Narada, can you do me one favor? Can you ask the Lord that when I'm going to go back to the Vaikuntha?" And Narada Muni answered, "Sure, definitely." So Narada Muni arrived Vaikuntha, and he met Lord Narayan there. And then after some time, you know, Narada Muni, he asking Lord Narayan saying that, you know, on my way to Vaikuntha Loka, I met two persons. One is the Brahmana and one is the Kopra. And they were asking me, when are they going to come back, you know, to the spiritual world? Can you, you know, tell me that, my dear Lord? So Narad Muni, he was asking Lord Narayan. And Narayan replied that, for the Kopra, you know, after leaving this body, he shall come to Vaikuntha right away after this present life. But for the Brahmana, Lord Narayan said that he will have to remain there for the number of births. And I do not know when he is coming back, when he is going to come back. So Narad Muni was very astonished to hear that, because the Brahmanas, usually they have more qualification. Now, he's very knowledgeable in studying of the Vedas and performing all kinds of, you know, jagyas, whereas the Kopra really, you know, is a very simple man. He just know how to do the mending the shoes for the people. So Narad Muni, he was really astonished to hear that. And he asked Lord Narayan, why is like that? Is there any reason? And Lord Narayan answered that, you will see that, Lord Narayan said, when they ask you what I'm doing here in Vaikuntha, tell them I'm threading the eye of a needle with an elephant. Yeah, so Lord Narayan told Narad Muni that when you meet them, you tell them that I'm threading the eye of a needle with an elephant. You tell them and see the reaction, then you will understand why the Kopra will come right after, you know, finishing his present birth. But the Brahmana will not. So then, Narad Muni, he returned to the earth, and he approached the Brahmana. So the Brahmana immediately, you know, asked, "Oh, my great sage, so have you seen Lord Narayan? What he was doing?" The Brahmana was asking Narad Muni that, and Narad Muni said that, Lord Narayan, when I met Lord Narayan, he was threading an elephant through the eye of a needle. Immediately upon hearing this, the Brahmana said, "That's nonsense. You know, I don't believe that." You know, and he went away. Yeah, so. Upon the reply, the action of the Brahmana, Narad Muni immediately understand that the Brahmana had no faith, and he was simply a reader of the books only. That's why he cannot go back, you know, to the spiritual world after the present life, you know, finish. And then Narad Muni, he continued his trip to see the Kopra. And the Kopra, you know, when the Kopra see Narad Muni, he was asking, "Oh, my great sage Narada, have you already seen Lord Narayan? What was he doing?" And Narad Muni answered, "When I met Lord Narayan, he was threading an elephant through the eye of the needle." And upon hearing that, the Kopra immediately cried out, "Oh, my Lord is so wonderful. He can do anything and everything." Upon hearing the action of the cobra, Narada Muni was astonished. And he asked the cobra, "Do you really believe that?" And the cobra answered, "Why not? Look at that, because the cobra was sitting underneath the banyan tree, mending the shoes of the people. And he said, look at the big banyan tree. You know, there are so many fruits on the banyan tree, and there are so many seeds in the fruit. You know, if Lord Narayana can put such a big tree in the seed, why not he cannot plow through the elephant through the eye of the needle?" And then Narada Muni understand why Lord Narayana said that this cobra will go back to the spiritual world of this present life, you know. In the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a nice story about Prahlad Maharaj also. So Prahlad Maharaj's father, Hiranyakasipu, he was a very powerful demon. So Hiranyakasipu, he conquered not only the whole earthly planet, but also the whole universe as well. So the demon Hiranyakasipu really thinking that he is God. But Prahlad Maharaj challenged him, saying that you are not God. And Prahlad Maharaj began to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he said that Lord Sri Krishna is all-pervading, and that everything is under him, under his control. And there's no one equal to or greater than him. And after saying this, he requests his father, Hiranyakasipu, "My dear father," actually Prahlad Maharaj didn't say "my dear father," he said, "Oh, the best of the demon, you please, kindly submissive to the omnipotent Supreme Lord, you know." Prahlad advised his dad to surrender, to Lord Sri Krishna. So when Hiranyakasipu heard this, he became really, really very furious, very angry. So he asked Prahlad Maharaj, "So if you are saying that your God Krishna exists in everywhere, is he existing in this pillar or not?" Because there's a big pillar in the palace. And Prahlad Maharaj immediately answered, "Yes, yeah, he's existing in the pillar too." And when Hiranyakasipu heard this philosophy from his young son, he derided the boy's statement, just as as just the talk of a child, and forcefully struck the pillar with his fist, like that, you know. But as soon as Hiranyakasipu struck the column, they issued forth a tumultuous sound. So at first, Hiranyakasipu, the king of the demon, could not see anything but the pillar. But to substantiate Prahlad's statement, the Lord came out of the pillar in his wonderful incarnation as Nrisingadev, half lion and half man. So when Hiranyakasipu saw Lord Nrisimhadev, he could immediately understand that the extraordinary wonderful form of the Lord was surely meant for his death. So then he started fight with Lord Nrisimhadev, and Lord Nrisimhadev fight with him for a while. And at the time of dusk, not the daytime and nighttime, so Lord Nrisimhadev, you know, grabbed him and put him on the lap and pierced his body with his fingernail. Yeah. So Hiranyakasipu, he finished Hiranyakasipu in that way.
Yeah. Have a
picture right back there. Exactly, Maharaj. Exactly, you know. Thank you, Maharaj. So we can see that how much praise, you know, Prahlad Maharaj is having to Lord Nrisimhadev. In the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, there's also a nice verse talking about the face to Lord Sri Krishna. It is said here, Ashtadaya hutam datam tapas tapam kritam chayet asa iti uchate patta nachata pretya noiha. Anything done as sacrifice, charity, or penance without faith in the Supreme, O son of Pritha, is impermanent. It is called asa and is useless both in this life and the next. Srila Prabhupada, he said that anything done without transcendental objective, whether it be sacrifice, charity, or penance, is useless. Therefore, in this verse, it is declared that such activity are abominable. Everything should be done for the Supreme in Krishna consciousness. Without such faith and without proper guidance, there can never be any fruit. In all the Vedic scriptures, faith in the Supreme is advised. In the pursuit of all Vedic instructions, the ultimate goal is the understanding of Krishna. No one can obtain success without following this principle. Therefore, the best course is to work from the very beginning in Krishna consciousness under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. That is the way to make everything successful. Another point Srila Prabhupada, he was mentioning in today's words in the purport. Prabhupada, he was saying that Viduna was a suitable candidate to receive transcendental messages. So why Viduna is the suitable candidate? In the Bhagavad Gita, it reminds me of verse another verse in the Bhagavad Gita where Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that sa evayam mayate dhya yoga prakta puratana bhaktoshime saka cheti rahasyam hi eta uttamam. Krishna tells Arjuna that this very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as friend and can therefore understand the transcendental mysteries of this science. So the qualification to understand transcendental science is that you have to be a devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. And that's why Prabhupada, he was mentioning in today's purport that Vidura was a suitable candidate to receive the transcendental message, because Vidura is a pure devotee of Lord Sri Krishna. Prabhupada, he said here that there are two classes of men, namely the devotee and the demons. The Lord select Arjuna as the recipient of the great science owing to his being a devotee of the Lord. But for the demon, it is not possible to understand this great mysterious science. There are a number of editions of this great book of knowledge. Some of them have commentaries by the devotees, and some of them have commentaries by the demons. Commentation by the devotees is real, whereas that of the demons is useless. Arjuna accepts Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and any commentary on the Gita following in the footsteps of Arjuna is real devotional service to the cause of this great science. The demoniac, however, do not accept Lord Krishna as he is. Instead, they concoct something about Krishna and mislead general readers from the path of Krishna's instruction. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Okay, thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai. Thank you. Thank you.